Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
Daily Compliance News for April 11, 2024, the Panama Papers Trial Begins edition. And we begin with that story from the BBC. The trial of 27 people charged in connection with a Panama Papers money laundering scandal has started in a Panamanian court. The leak of secret financial documents in 2016 revealed how some of the world's wealthiest people stashed their assets away in offshore companies. The defendants include Jürgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca, who founded the now-defunct firm Mossack Fonseca. They face money laundering charges, but say neither they nor the firm were involved in unlawful acts. The firm said it was a victim of a computer hack, and that the information leak was misrepresented. How's that? Maybe Sam Bankman-Fried could give them some advice on trial testimony. Next up, from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Mingyi Sun reporting that top crypto exchanges look to move beyond settlements with U.S. regulators. Chief compliance officers from three top crypto exchanges said they will continue to make additional investments in compliance controls and staffing as they look to move on from settlements with regulators. CCO types at Binance, Coinbase, and Kraken said at an industry conference they also hope lessons learned from these settlement agreements might help improve compliance programs within the wider industry. Well, if you think crypto is going to move to compliance, good luck. Next up, in a very troubling article from the Financial Times, KPMG was fined $25 million over an exam cheating scandal at the firm's Dutch branch. Hundreds of staff in the company's Netherlands business, including senior partners and managers, cheated on professional exams and then misled investigators about the misconduct. You might think internal auditors would tell the truth a little bit more, but when it comes to KPMG in Denmark, sure didn't work out that way. And a final story comes to us from Reuters as a former Venezuelan oil minister who was once one of the most influential officials in the Venezuelan government was arrested on a corruption probe into PDVSA. Three other men were also charged with treason, money laundering, conspiracy, and misdirection of public funds. It just goes to show that the invidiousness of the corruption at PDVSA is not something that only the U.S. finds troubling in view of money laundering and the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. It actually hurts Venezuela as well. So they may have some of the world's largest oil reserves, but if you're so corrupt, you can't get them out of the ground because your officials are stealing all the money being paid to you, you've got a big problem. So more PDVSA imbroglio. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.